Settle into your bed, dear listener, and let the world grow quiet. Picture a sultry night in New Orleans where the air is thick with jasmine and the distant hum of jazz drifts through open windows. It's 1918, and in the heart of this vibrant city, a shadow moves silently, leaving fear in its wake. This is the story of the Axeman, a phantom who struck in the night and vanished into legend. Breathe deeply, let the mystery wrap around you, and drift with me into this eerie tale told to lull you into a curious, restful slumber. But first, before we dive into tonight's tale, a quick note. CrimeCon 2025 is coming up September 5th through the 7th in Denver, Colorado, and I'd love for you to join me. Use my discount code BRINK, that's B-R-I-N-K, at checkout to save 10% on your ticket. Plus, show your ticket or code receipt at my table for a free signed copy of my book. I can't wait to meet you there. Now, let's step into the shadows of our story. In the spring of 1918, New Orleans was alive with music and life, its streets pulsing with the rhythm of a city that never truly slept. Families lived in close-knit neighborhoods, their homes modest but warm, filled with the clatter of supper dishes and the laughter of children. But beneath this lively surface, a creeping dread began to spread. It started on a humid May night when Joseph and Catherine Maggio, a grocer and his wife, were found in their bed, their throats cut, their heads struck with an axe. The weapon, left at the scene, belonged to the Maggios themselves, as if the killer had slipped into their home and turned their own tools against them. The police found no signs of theft, no clear motive, just a chilling silence where answers should have been. As summer settled over the city, the attacks continued, each one more unsettling than the last. The Axeman, as the press dubbed him, struck without warning, always at night, always with an axe. He targeted Italian grocers and their families, slipping into their homes through a chiseled panel in the door or an open window. The scenes were eerily consistent: blood, an axe left behind, and no trace of the killer. A baker named Joseph Romano was attacked in August, his nieces discovering him in a pool of blood. A young woman, Sarah Lohman, survived a blow to the head, waking to find her attacker gone, a shadow in her memory. The city whispered of a demon, a ghost, a man who moved like smoke through the night. Picture New Orleans now, its gas-lit streets dim and quiet, the air heavy with fear. Families locked their doors, but the Axeman seemed to mock their efforts. He didn't force his way in. He was careful, deliberate, as if he knew the homes he chose. The police were baffled, chasing leads that led nowhere. Was he a vengeful neighbor? A madman driven by some hidden grudge? The city's Italian community, often grocers like the Maggios, felt the weight of suspicion, but no evidence pointed to a single culprit. The attacks were too precise, too ghostly for a common criminal. Then, in March 1919, the mystery deepened with a letter that chilled the city to its core. Published in the newspapers, it was signed The Axeman and written in a taunting, almost theatrical tone. The writer claimed to be no ordinary man but a spirit, a demon from the hottest hell, who would spare any home playing jazz music on the night of March 19th. "I am very fond of jazz," the letter declared, promising to pass over any house where a band played at midnight. That night, New Orleans erupted in sound. Phonographs blared, pianos thumped, and makeshift bands filled the streets with music. Families huddled together, their homes alive with song, hoping to appease the phantom. No attacks came that night, and the city exhaled, but the Axeman's shadow lingered. As you imagine this scene, let the faint echo of jazz soothe you, a melody floating through the humid air. The attacks continued sporadically after the letter, each one adding to the legend. A grocer named Steve Boca was struck in his sleep but survived, unable to recall his attacker. A couple, Charles and Rosie Cordemiglia, were attacked, their infant daughter tragically killed. Rosie, in a haze of grief, accused a neighbor, but her story faltered and the man was released. By late 1919, the attacks stopped as suddenly as they began, leaving six dead and many more injured. The axeman vanished, his identity as elusive as the notes of a fading song. The investigation stretched on, but the trail was cold from the start. The police explored every theory: a serial killer with a vendetta against Italians, a mob enforcer, even a supernatural force. The letter suggested a mind that reveled in fear, but was it a genuine clue or a cruel taunt? Some pointed to a man named Joseph Mumfre, a shadowy figure with a criminal past who was killed in 1920 by a woman connected to one of the victims. Rumors swirled that he was the axeman, but no evidence tied him to the crimes. Others believed the killer was never one man but a series of copycats, each feeding the city's panic. The years passed and New Orleans rebuilt its rhythm, but the axeman's story never faded. The city's jazz clubs thrived, as if defying the terror with every note. Detectives pored over old reports, chasing leads that dissolved like mist. The letter was analyzed, its words dissected, but it offered no answers, only questions. Was the axeman a single killer driven by some dark obsession? A myth born from a city's fears? Or something stranger, a figure who walked the line between man and legend? As decades turned to centuries, the case remained unsolved, a melody without resolution. Modern investigators revisited the files, hoping forensics might uncover what 1918 could not, but the evidence was long gone, lost to time in the humid air. The axeman's letter, preserved in archives, remains the closest glimpse of his mind, a voice that teased, threatened, and vanished. The victims' families carried their grief quietly, their homes no longer safe havens but echoes of a nightmare. Yet New Orleans endured, its spirit unbroken, its music a testament to resilience. As you drift toward sleep, imagine the streets of New Orleans tonight, alive with the soft hum of jazz, the glow of lanterns casting shadows on old brick walls. The axeman is gone, his axe silent, but his mystery lingers, a whisper in the night. Was he a man, a myth, or something in between? Let the question fade like a distant trumpet, carrying you into dreams. The truth may hide in the shadows, but for now, rest easy, wrapped in the rhythm of this tale. Sleep well, and good night.